best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Mike Griffith from the AJC's Dog Nation joins us. And Griff, I heard you were limited in time, so we'll get with it here. Georgia Dog asked to ask you about Georgia next year, and he said start on the defense with what they're losing.
Oh, they lose a lot. I mean, they lose a lot of the part of their front seven. It's probably easier to tell you what they got coming back. I mean, Nolan Smith will be the leading returning tackler. He closed really strong defensive end, outside linebacker. Would have been a second-day guy, but he's coming back. Christopher Smith is a senior safety. Big that he's back. Keely Ringo, who with the pick six sealed the game, he's the other starter coming back. Now, Jalen Carter's back. He wasn't a starter, but he played a lot. We're not sure yet about Robert Beal. He ended up replacing Adam Anderson, leading the team in sacks. He'd be a super senior if he came back. William Poole was a nickel who didn't start until the last two or three games of the season. He will be back. And Tyke Smith, the All-American transfer from West Virginia, who had a foot injury and then a knee injury, never really played. He's another DB that's coming back.
What about the offensive side of the ball?
Loaded, an incredible offensive line. I mean, they lose Jamari Salyer, but boy, they're just so loaded. Broderick Jones is ready to step in at left tackle. Tate Ratledge, who was a starting guard, got injured on the fifth play of the season at Clemson. He'll be back and strong. Probably the best offensive line in the SEC. Backfield's going to be great. McIntosh and Milton will be they'll be a step up even from where they were this year. Not that Cook didn't do a good job, but the run game really wasn't dominant. They had some explosive plays from time to time, and they were used in the pass game, but I think this will be a legit power run team. The outside targets, we're still kind of waiting to see who comes back. Obviously, Brock Bowers will be back. He was the freshman of the year. Incredible record-breaking tight end. Difficult matchup for all teams. We'll wait and see what comes back on the perimeter. There's the potential for some guys to go in the portal again. Depending on what happens at quarterback, I have to see if Todd Monken comes back. So the offensive line is set. The defense should be very good, but maybe not great. I think their run game will be solid. And a lot will be determined, though, by the quarterback, and that's a big, big mystery.
That's where I was going. Your best estimate on what happens, how they sift out the quarterbacks.
Well, they're trying to get a quarterback through the portal. I mean, they've been pursuing Caleb Williams. I don't think they're going to get him. I've been told that, you know, there's interest in Jackson. I mean, they're in the free agent sweepstakes for quarterbacks, just like everyone else. That's what makes JT Daniels' departure curious, because JT's pretty good. But, you know, he's headed out to the transfer portal, and we'll see where he ends up. Certainly capable guy. His numbers were unbelievable. When we left the SEC media days, he was the Heisman Trophy favorite, according to the odds makers. So guy gets injured, doesn't get the job back. And, you know, I guess, you know, Kirby wants a running quarterback. You know, that's what Kirby wants. He wants a guy that can run and scramble. And I think you'll see an upgrade from Stetson Bennett. That's going to be interesting because you don't often see a quarterback win a championship and then, you know, he's not necessarily promised a job. And Stetson said that. You know, Stetson said on Good Morning America that, you know, he's going to play football somewhere. And, you know, if it's at Georgia, it's something about, you know, whether or not he can trust the coaches. So that was one of the more curious comments to hear after a I thought Kirby and the coaches really stuck their neck out for him, but obviously there's more going on there. So that was his words, not mine.
All right, Griff, maybe not a good answer to this, but do you have a guess on what Stetson Bennett will do?
I don't. I have no idea. I don't know how that's going to work out. I know there's some guys that are involved in marketing. Aaron Murray's involved in marketing him, so they're pitching him and building him up. And you know, it's interesting because it's a marketing game now, and you know, what story can you sell, and you know, what would be in Stetson's best interest? Does he really want to play another year of football, or does he want to hang it up and you know, do a movie or go on the sidelines and be a coach, or does he want to come back and compete for the job and maybe not win it? You know, I again, the only person that has the right answer is Stetson Bennett. He needs to do what he wants to do. I know what everybody's telling him to do. There's people out there trying to make money off him. But he needs to follow his heart because it's brought him a long way, and it's done him well. And that's the only way. He can only do it his way. And I know a lot of people didn't like his comments after the game, didn't like his interview on Good Morning America. I get that. But Stetson Bennett's not here, has never been here to please anybody. He's not the soft, cuddly little underdog that you pat on the head. That's not who he is. He doesn't embrace that. He's a competitor, and he's a fierce competitor. And he's got every right to play this out as he wants to play it out.
Two ways to go with that, Griffin. Again, he's got to make the decision. But you can't go out any higher than he is now. If you go somewhere else, Griff.
Go out. Now, Bill, if somebody tapped you on the shoulder and said, you know, Bill, you know, you couldn't go out of radio in Nashville any higher than you are right now. He'd say, get the hell out of here. I'm still doing my job. That's what this kid's trying to say. He wants to play football.
If he goes somewhere else, Griff, he's not going to have all the bodyguards he had with him at Georgia.
Listen, you know what? They told him that if he came back to Georgia, he wouldn't play. You know, so
yeah.
I know what you're saying. I probably agree with you. I think he had an unbelievable supporting cast. I think if we're going to be honest, the first half was probably about as bad of a first half of a championship game as we've seen a championship quarterback play. But you know what? He stepped up big when the team needed him, and he believes in himself. And if it's in him that he wants to go somewhere else and prove himself, then he needs to do that. Because the worst thing that anybody – and people out there listening know this. How many regrets – the only regrets are things you didn't do. I got regrets, man. I got out of the military. I thought it was more important to get a job working at the new – I wish I would have walked on at Michigan State, played. I was in the best shape of my life. I wish I would have done it, but I told no, this isn't practical. The hell with practical. You only live once, man. You got to take a shot.
Griff, I'll let you out the door on this. Have you ever had a sip of Pappy Van Winkle?
No, I've not. I don't even know what that is. Should I know? Is that champagne? Is that what Stet was drinking?
That's a whiskey bourbon. After the game, there's this picture on Twitter, and I got an email. No. I got an email from a guy working at a bank, and the chairperson at the bank brought this $6,000 bottle to Indianapolis in case Georgia won, and he knows Stetson Bennett because his kids went to high school with him, and it's Stetson Bennett taking a chug out of the $6,000 bottle of bourbon, Pappy Van Winkle.
I mean, you know, it's been 41 years since Georgia celebrated, and it had a great celebration.
I know.
Saturday. They had a cool parade, and yeah, there was a lot of partying going on, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I got back about 3:30 from the press box, and I went to sleep for about 4 hours and got up and started writing.
Well, you did the show that morning. Yeah, you did the show.
Did we do the show that morning?
You did. You probably don't remember, but you did.
I don't. Did I say anything crazy? Because I never do that. I never say anything crazy.
You did not curse. That was good. There was no profanity.
I'll tell you, we had a great show last night, Bill, and people can find this Zoom on SEC Country Facebook. We had the Steve Spurrier First Year Coach of the Year Award, and Coach Spurrier was in rare form. He had some comments. He talked to Heupel and he talked to Beamer. They split the award, and then Brock Bowers won the Freshman of the Year. But it was pretty fun to see Steve Spurrier. He was he's sharp as ever, and it was great to see Coach Heupel and Coach Beamer accept that award. They were both on there. They both were proud of it. A lot of back and forth between the Tennessee and the South Carolina people over which coach deserved it. Tennessee beat him head-to-head. But Beamer won his bowl game, and they both finished with 7-6 records, and that was Spurrier's point. He said, look, these teams were picked, finished 12th and 13th, and they both had winning records, and he said the reason there's going to be two of them is because they both deserve it. So Coach Spurrier making sure that Tennessee and South Carolina getting a piece of that award last night.
Griff, I know you got to go, bud. We'll see you next week, sir.
Appreciate it, Bill.